Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Martha Norwalk, fresh off the love train, welcoming you to the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream, go to the Animal World website, MarthaNorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live link upper right. That'll click you through to the 1150 KKNW website. Click on Listen Upper Left and then Listen Online, and you will be all set up to stream the show. So, gorgeous, sunny Sunday morning here out in the Pacific Northwest. And while we were love training, you see, I can even see a little bit of the Olympics. There's a little mountain poking up over there and a little bit of snow. So that's very cool. And we can see the city and all of that. So really nice to have a wonderful, nice weather. But I'm thinking it's hotter out there than it probably is because, you know, every time I come to the studio, the one thing over all the years, and you know, Nathan, I've been doing the show here at KKNW since 2003.
Mm-hmm. Long time.
Last month was an anniversary, but I don't know how many, I don't remember how many years. So 21 years? Here, and then almost 10 at Como and KBI before. But anyway, the one thing I always keep in mind is when I get dressed to come to the studio, it's because of the equipment. The air conditioning has to be on. They keep it really cold. So I always put on, longer sleeve shirt, texture. Well, wouldn't you know, Nathan, what's up? The air conditioning's broken today. So I walk in, it's like, God, it feels like we're sweltering outside. So I'm roasty toasty here, especially getting up and dancing on the love train. So, I mean, come on, can't we do something about the air conditioning? What's up here?
That's kind of interesting, though, because normally if the air conditioning goes out, it's in the winter time, and then...
Yeah, and then we're freezing our, you know
freeze
what.
The pipes or whatever, so the air conditioning goes down while the whole unit outside is, like, frozen or something like that, but...
I know that's not an issue.
This time it's, different. Now, it all can't be frozen out there unless something weird happened overnight that I'm not aware of.
So if it sounds like we're roasting, we are. Okay, so it is the second Sunday of the month, which remember next month it's going to be the second Sunday will actually be the third Sunday of the month. We're switching the dates up next month, but only for 1 month. Anyway, it is best bioenergetic synchronization technique, neuroenergetic balancing, Rasmussen Reset, and Energy Code Sunday. Dr. Nels Rasmussen is here, zooming in from Idaho. Linda Rasmussen is here in the studio. Stacy's here. Nathan's here. And apparently we've got phone calls. And, of course, your phone calls take priority. We will catch up with other things as time allows. But Nathan is eager to get to the phone calls, so that must mean we have some.
Well,
we have one, Nathan, that
you have been waiting for. It's Kathy calling us from Olympia.
Oh, great, because Carol didn't call in last hour. I think she forgot and went to the furry 5K. But and this is Kathy in Olympia. Wonderful.
And it looks like she needs some help with her dog, so let's go ahead and bring her onto the show. You are now live with Martha, Nels, and Linda on Animal World.
Hey, good morning, Kathy.
Good morning, Martha.
Hey, thanks for calling in and at the right time and everything.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're timely people.
All right. Okay. So, Dr. Nels, this one is mostly for you. And there's a little history that goes along here. Now, you need to know that I have not done a session with them related to this. But, Kathy, you called me this last week. Is it your golden retriever?
Yes, Hazel.
And Hazel. Before we get into details about that, you called me because apparently you consulted with me 20 years ago.
Yes, I did. I did indeed with my Bichon Frise.
And apparently I helped you.
You helped me immensely, and I am greatly appreciative of it.
Okay, so Dr. Nels and Linda, so Kathy calls me up this week and says, you know, you worked with me 20 years ago, helped me a lot, need help again. And so now we've got Hazel, golden retriever. How old is Hazel?
She's four.
4 years old and a spayed female, right?
Correct.
You've had her since she's a puppy.
Correct.
Okay, now let's see if I remember correctly. Hazel is generally a really nice golden retriever.
Oh, she's fantastic.
Yeah, that, you know, she's friendly and she's well socialized and, you know, done some training. I mean, well behaved, all that sort of stuff. She has lots of dog friends her size, and you have a partner involved, right?
Jody. Yes,
Jody,
right here.
And that's right, because we'll have to do both of you. So double Linda's going to get double work. Anyway, that's why I wanted you to call in, you know, right after 10, so we'd have plenty of time to work with you.
Perfect.
All right. So life is grand, and Hazel is like in most, like 99.9% of the time, is the model citizen golden retriever.
Yeah.
Okay. And so then you guys have a place over in Cle Elum, and some of you that neighbors and friends that you guys have a bunch of dogs, and most of them are like medium to large size dogs, kind of like Hazel's size.
Yes.
Now you've had, what is it, two experiences so far?
Yeah.
Two experiences where a smaller dog is brought into the group. And if the smaller dog messes with Hazel, she's attacked.
Yes.
And
she
it's
attacked,
been...
she attacks them.
Yes, she attacks them, and it's been serious. She's caused some injuries.
Yes.
All right. So, in talking to Kathy, because they live all the way down in Olympia. Now, normally, if I got a call like this and about this kind of story, I'd just say, all right, we'll set up an appointment, and I'll come take care of it, take care of you. But Olympia's a long ways away anymore, and with traffic, for crying out loud, I went to Des Moines yesterday, and it took me an hour and 45 minutes to get down there, you know, on a nice, sunny Saturday. So anyway, it didn't make sense for us to maybe set up an appointment, and I had worked with them over the phone before. So I said, well, okay, and because it's not an emergency situation, they can easily prevent and avoid, and, you know, Hazel's life's not on the line or anything. So I said, all right, let's start with Dr. Nels and Linda, and because both Kathy and Jody, Linda, are pretty upset about these episodes that have happened, so we need to kind of balance their energy related to this. And then we need to find out from Nels, and hopefully he's going to tell us that, oh, yeah, there's a lot to work on Hazel. So how you're working on her, Dr. Nels, is there stuff to work on?
There's definitely stuff to work on. And I have worked with dogs that had this kind of thing happen before.
Oh,
with
wonderful.
Good results.
Okay, yeah. Tell us. So other, like a bigger dog that's attacking little ones?
Yes.
Oh.
And interestingly enough, this dog was coming to me for other health issues, and they didn't mention that this, you know, whenever it got together at the dog park, if it happened to encounter a little, you know, its nemesis was some little, anything small and fluffy, it'd go after him.
Yeah.
And so immediately following the first session, they had gone to a dog park, and lo and behold, a little fluffy thing went by, and instead of attacking or wanting to attack, they just did their, you know, obligatory sniffing of each other and then walked off side by side like they were old friends.
Wow. Wow. Hey, that's encouraging, Kathy and Jody.
Yes.
Wow. Okay. Well, now I didn't exactly expect that, but whoa, what a gift. Thank you, Divine Mother. I always ask her to send miracles for us. So that's wonderful. So we even know that Dr. Nels has worked with a similar case, and it's
okay.
Made a big difference. So we're starting with today here on the air. And then I'm going to have Kathy call us again next week, because we'll see how they feel and do during this week after the work. But then I want Natasha to look at the energy just to see if I can get anything more details. And then probably we'll do a phone version of a session with me. You know, we'll work over the phone rather than me going all the way to Olympia. Because I think with the extra help with Dr. Nels, especially since he knows that he's worked with similar cases that have been successful, I think we're on the right track, Kathy.
Well, that's what we want.
All right. So Dr. Nels is continuing to work on Lily, so that's good. The longer he stays working on her, the better. Because, you know, the more that was out of balance, the more it's going to help her. So right now, Kathy, we've got you on the line. So Linda will take over and do a treatment for you.
Okay.
And then when you're done, we'll swap Ola, and then she can do Jody.
Okay.
Okay.
Sounds great.
All right. So
can we be in the same room?
Yeah. You don't have to separate or anything.
Okay. There's all righty.
Not many rules here. It kind of works no matter what. But anyway. So Kathy, Linda is now in charge.
Hello, okay. Kathy.
Hi, Linda.
So I'm going to invite you to think of a blue sky. You're just thinking the sky is blue, relaxing, breathing normally. And bring a person into your thoughts. You have someone?
Yes, I do.
Okay, focus on them and just notice any feelings that arise. And then setting that person outside your thoughts, focus on trust. Trust and the number three. And this feeling of trust is resonating in the solar plexus right now in your body as you think trust three. Your eyes are closed and looking at the right side of your forehead. And I'm going to have you do some very slow, deep breathing in and out, just really taking your time, thinking trust three.
All right, Kathy, you got your eyes closed. and behind those closed eyes, you're looking up to the right side of your forehead. You're doing slow, deep, in and out breathing, thinking, trust, and the number three. Trust, three. Trust, three.
Okay, Kathy, breathe normally. And with your eyes open, just tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position. And then bringing the person you were thinking of back into your thoughts.
Okay.
And that is complete.
Yeah.
And the affirmation that will be most helpful is, I trust. And you're just going to think that as often as possible. Today, tomorrow, and the next day are the most important days. And this energy, just keep everything that you released from re-engaging. And just think, I trust.
Now, okay. I trust is an affirmation that, you know, we use every week. And, you know, Dr. Nils has us cross our hands over our chest and we say, I trust, I trust, I trust. Now,
okay.
I'm asking this as a question to Linda. You want Kathy to just do I trust, and I,
yeah,
but I, if she crosses her hands over her chest,
well,
and does it three
anything.
Times, does that make it more powerful, or does it matter?
If it feels more powerful to Kathy, then that's a good thing to do. The main focus is just the thought form, I trust, and noticing how the body is feeling. So you think, I trust.
All right. Now this is quite unusual and actually a really good sign, Kathy.
Okay.
Because Dr. Nils, he's usually long done with the animal. He's still working on her. What's going on, Dr. Nils?
Yeah, I don't want to characterize it as a train wreck, but there's a lot of energetic connections that need to be balanced here. So who knows how this all got started? But we're sorting through it, and I can't imagine that there won't be some improvement.
Right,
just.
But- And isn't that great how sometimes, you know, negative stuff becomes a gift and all of that? There are no more beautiful words we could hear come out of his mouth than she's a train wreck. Okay? Because there's so much, see, Kathy and Jody, that he can balance and work with. So this is like really, really good. Anyway, now, can we switch the phone over to Jody so Linda can do Jody?
Okay, I am here.
Oh, hey, Jody. Jody, meet Linda. Linda, you're in charge of Jody now.
Hi, Jody.
Hi, Linda. Hello.
So I'm going to have you also think the sky is blue. It's relaxing, breathing normally.
The sky is blue.
So I'm going to have you think, I believe I am successful. And just let yourself imagine whatever successful would mean to you. I believe I am successful.
I believe I am successful.
And then set that aside and focus on the feeling of satisfied. Satisfied and the number three. Your eyes are closed and looking down toward your heart. So rolling your closed eyes downward. And taking a deep breath into the abdomen. Hold your breath in. As long as you comfortably can, getting a new breath as soon as you need to, thinking satisfied three.
Jody, you've got your eyes closed, and behind those closed eyes, or behind, you're rolling your eyes down, looking towards your heart. You're taking in a deep breath and hold it as long as you comfortably can, let it out and replace it whenever you need to. All the while thinking satisfied and the number three. Satisfied three. Satisfied three. Satisfied three.
Good job, Jody. Go ahead and breathe normally with your eyes open, tipping your head forward and looking toward the earth, and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position. And then thinking, I believe I am successful. There's a little more to do, so keep thinking about that, envisioning whatever successful would mean to you. I believe I am successful.
I believe I am successful.
And then setting that aside, focusing on the feeling of stable. And the number three, your eyes are closed and looking up at the right side of your forehead. Taking a deep breath into the abdomen, holding your breath in as long as you comfortably can. Getting a new breath as soon as you need to. Thinking stable, three.
Jody, you've got your eyes closed. And behind those closed eyes, you're looking up to the right side of your forehead. Taking in a deep breath, which you hold as long as you comfortably can, but you can let it out. Replace that breath whenever you need to. Thinking stable, the number three. Stable, three. Stable, three. Stable, three.
Perfect. Breathe normally and with your eyes open, tipping your head forward, looking toward the earth, letting your head rise to a comfortable position, and thinking, I believe I am successful. That is complete.
Yay!
Yay!
And let's see here. Your affirmation is, I embrace the feeling of stable. And when you think that, focus attention on your body and look for that feeling of stable as a physical experience in the body.
Okay.
I embrace the feeling of stable.
And she should do that a lot today, tomorrow, and the next day.
Yep.
Or wherever you want to.
Yeah. Perfect.
Okay, well,
a little bump.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right, so we got Kathy and Jody bounced now. Dr. Nels, looks like you finally completed work on Miss Hazel.
Right.
So what can you tell us?
She needed plenty. It's almost hard to describe, sometimes I try to get a sense of what might she be feeling with the things that I found, but it was kind of everywhere. So the one sense I got was, for whatever reason, that the left side of her body seemed to need a lot more work. So something there was going on. Another thing I was going to mention is this, what I do here on the radio is pure energy work. Sometimes to really get the best results, we need to do what I call a hybrid approach, where I work with people on a Zoom call and they touch the points I'm energetically touching.
Yeah, so you kind of work through the client, right?
Neurological input, right?
Yeah.
So see how this goes. And if you feel like, you know, maybe we could do some more, then that would probably be my next recommendation.
Okay.
You can get a hold of me at healingministryforanimals.com.
Yeah, now that we talked about that, Dr. Nels, and kind of where we left it, what I said was, let's see what happens on the air, which is really good. We did good work with both Kathy and Jody. Dr. Nels found tons of stuff to do with Hazel. But then I said, let's see what you think, Dr. Nels, as to, because I think with all that you had to do, and I saw you doing that taffy pull stuff, you were pulling stuff out of her. Seems to me that there's so whatever's going on. There was so much there that she might need some consistent sessions here to get this worked out. So would the next step be Kathy and Jody contacting you through the website and filling out the contact form so you guys can have a phone call about it?
Right. We can get as much detail as possible and then decide if we want to do some work together where we actually do the Zoom call thing.
Yeah. And Dr. Nels and I work with the same cases all the time. And his input really allows us to solve problems that we didn't used to be able to. And this kind of thing. And it's possible just working with Dr. Nels, it could be like that, you know, other cases he's had where all of a sudden her attitude just changes and they don't bother her. Now, there are these episodes were more specific where the little dog messed with a stick or, you know, challenged her in some way. It isn't that she's just going out and attacking ones. But her attitude just may change. But because of what you described to me and how you two are feeling about it now, it's most likely that at some point we'll need to do a phone situation just so I can teach you humans how to handle these situations. what to do, okay, what to not do, how to trigger out if we need to, how to change the way she feels about stuff. But there's no point doing all of that if we get this solved quickly with Dr. Nils. So now the other thing I was wondering, Dr. Nils, I think we'll have them contact you off the air. But what about, this gives us an opportunity to talk about your do-it-yourself program, the Reset program. Is that something you think might be valuable for Kathy and Jody to be able to do this work?
Well, yes. And when I guess I'll say with a caveat, and that is the do-it-yourself program. I think of it a little bit more as homework. The reason I created that program was as homework for people who are actually working with me, because then they're getting the benefit of the full sessions with me and the neurological input from the Zoom call and touching and all that. And they're doing homework in between sessions. And that works really well. As a standalone program, it's there. And I have had people, you know, use it just without any input from me other than the video course and still get some pretty good results. Usually when it's something like integrating two animals in the same household, uh-huh, and they need to get, you know, calmer with each other. And so having the people work with each animal doing the reset seems to have had a good effect. So by itself, it's certainly not the whole program, but it.
Right.
It,
but then you would talk to them about that if you, whatever you feel, when you have a conversation with them off the air.
Sure. Right? Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So Kathy and Jody, I think we've done what we can do today.
Perfect.
We're going to see how you do and how Hazel does during the week. I want you calling next week so I can have Natasha tune in and I can get extract any details from her that might be helpful.
Okay.
And then in the meantime, talk with Dr. Nils and decide, you know, what you're going to do along those lines. Make sense?
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
Now, Linda
great.
Has
Thank
some
so
input.
Much.
So, you don't get to go yet. Linda, what's up?
Oh.
I just wanted to remind both of you that I do a free introductory session that you both could do, you know, over the phone or on Zoom. So just keep that in mind. If you feel like you'd like to do a little more work with me, there's no obligation to do more after that.
Okay.
So. Yeah, so the wonderful thing is Linda's local here, and she does have an office in Seattle. But being down in Olympia, unless you were just going to be up here, you'd probably work with her remotely anyway because it's a distance. Her website is verticalenergyworldwide.com. And Kathy and Jody, you write down this phone number. But anybody else, this offer for a free introductory session applies to all of you. And it doesn't count that she's worked with you on the air. Okay? So even if she's worked, you still get a free session whether you're off the air. So her phone number, you call or text her at this number. Not now, she's on the radio, but after the show, you can call her. The number is 206-841-1992. 206-841-1992. And I think, Kathy and Jody, it would be good for you to connect with Linda, and you guys can take advantage of the free session when you want to. But going through this process, because I know you guys, you know, have great concerns over this and there's some emotional stuff, we want to make sure that we keep the two of you humans balanced at the same time we're working this out for Hazel. Okay?
Well, thank you. Appreciate it.
All righty. So anything else you need or are we good?
No, but are we still on the air with, or we're not going anywhere yet, or are we hanging up?
No, well, we'll be done unless there's something else you want to know about.
Nope, that's it.
All right, so we are good and we'll talk to you next week again.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Right. God bless. Thanks for calling Animal World.
Bye-bye.
Woohoo. All right. Well, Nathan, he didn't even start jumping up and down in his chair or anything. I think he said he knows there was no point. I'm not going to stop and interrupt that. But how about maybe...
double up here?
I was going to say, why don't we do a little creative... maneuvering here, and should we we'll run both sets of ads at the same time and get all that taken care of. Do we have anybody else on the line?
Yes, we do, and we get a familiar caller we haven't heard from in a while, actually. We get Diane in Bellevue rejoining us here on Animal World.
Well, I know. Diane is wonderful. She'll wait for us. So we want to make sure we have plenty of time to work with Diane. So let's take care of all of our advertisers, so it'll be a little bit longer break than, you know, an extra minute, but and then we'll come back and talk with Diane. So, and if you would like to get in the queue, 425-373-5527. That's 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues. More phone calls straight ahead, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Give your dog, cat, or ferret the gift of great health naturally. Make NuPro all-natural supplements an essential part of your pet's diet. NuPro makes an awesome gravy, sure to please. This gravy provides fresh nutrients for a beautiful, silky skin and coat, strong immune system, and healthy digestion, among other wonderful benefits. NuPro's joint support formula is perfect for working dogs, large breeds, and especially seniors. So go with NuPro, your pet's best friend for over 20 years. Visit online at NuProSupplements.com for more information.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping, or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
There is a horizontal world, and there is a vertical world. Living horizontally, our concerns are based in fear and survival. But then we hear a call to live vertically, to connect to our wholeness. Linda Rasmussen, with Vertical Energy, uses a process that helps you balance higher consciousness through your body. When you live vertically, you reap the benefits of health, peace, and clarity. For a free introductory session, call 206-841-1992.
I'm Sue Rose Minahan, inviting you to tune in and join me on Talk Cosmos Sunday, June 30th at 1 p.m. Pacific with Archetypal Symbols Panel on the Cancer New Moon's cosmic energy theme, Materialization of the Spiritual, calling us to experience a new story and live new dreams. Discover the astrology, adding Sabian symbols, numerology, tarot, Vedic, and mythology. So come journey with us on Talk Cosmos Sunday, June 30th, 1 p.m. on KKNW.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Hi, this is Stacy, and you're listening to a very special encore presentation of Animal World. We'll all be back in the studio again next Sunday at 9 a.m. for another live show. So be sure to join us right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are getting towards the end of the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon today and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. We heard from our wonderful NuPro supplements, and it's N-U-P, as in Peter, R-O, NuPro supplements, great supplements for dogs, cats, and ferrets, the best cat vitamins on the planet. I used to use them for my cat when she'd get picky and wouldn't eat her food. I'd sprinkle the NuPro nuggets on, and boy, she'd gobble it right up. So they can be treats and lures and all kinds of good stuff. And then their dog supplement is absolutely incredible, produces the best skin and hair coats. And if you have a heavily coated dog or a dog that sheds, I'll tell you what, the NuPro supplement keeps their hair on their body. I'm amazed at how little hair I have to deal with when Robbie takes the NuPro supplement. When he doesn't take it, because I've had him on it, on and off it for periods of time over his life, I could planet the carpet with golden retriever hair. But when he's on NuPro, it stays on until I brush it off. So NuProSupplements.com if you can't find them in your local pet store. And they're all available on Amazon. And we heard from Linda, VerticalEnergyWorldwide.com. And remember, that free introductory session applies to any of you, even if she's worked with you on the air. So check her out at verticalenergyworldwide.com or give her a call or text her for your free session at 206-841-1992. Check out whisperingdragon.com for our premier sound healer in the area. And Jude does wonderful in-person sessions. It's just great to be in the gong room and be with the sound and the vibrations and the acutonic fork treatments and all of that good stuff. But she also works remotely. So whispering-dragon.com or give her a call, 206-706-2836. All righty then. I think where are we heading to Bellevue and Diane?
Diane in Bellevue is back here on Animal World. It's been a little bit since we've heard from you, Diane. So hope everything has been going well in the meantime. Welcome back to the show.
Hey, Diane.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. I've been well. I've been listening, but... Today I need to call for me. I ended up getting a cold and a congestion and see if I could get my energies rebalanced. And I probably stressed out the kitties by being sick, so they might need a tune-up too.
All right, so...
Roosters and Theo.
Dr. Nels is pretty familiar with Whiskers and Theo. Are you able to just tune in, Dr. Nels?
Yes. Yep.
Okay, so Dr. Nels is going to start tune-ups for Whiskers and Theo because, you know, one of the ways they serve is they pick up, process, and reflect back our stuff. You know, so you're definitely right to call in and get a treatment for you, but then we want to treat the kids, too, so they don't continue to carry it. Anything else you need to tell us about, or can I turn you over to Linda?
I think that's it.
Okay, then Linda, you're in charge. Diane is up to you.
All right. Well, good to talk to you again, Diane.
Thank you, Linda.
So I'm going to invite you to focus on any kind of symptom that's in this moment standing out to you. So just kind of noticing where this experience of a cold is, you know, showing up in your body, and just tune into that, and then notice how you feel while you're focusing on that particular symptom. Okay, and then setting that aside, focus on the feeling of good. Feeling of good. Good and the number 4. Your eyes are closed and looking down toward your heart. just rolling your closed eyes downward and doing some slow, deep breathing in and out, thinking good for.
All right, Diane, you have your eyes closed, and behind those closed eyes, you're rolling your eyes down to look towards your heart. Do slow, deep, in and out breathing, all the time thinking good, and the number four. Good, four, good, four, good, four.
Perfect. Breathe normally with your eyes open, tipping your head forward, then looking toward the earth, and then letting your head rise to a comfortable position. And then let your thoughts go back to that symptom and how you feel when you focus on that. And that is complete.
All right.
And the affirmation is, I embrace the feeling of good.
I embrace the feeling of good. All right, Diane, how are you feeling?
Oh, feeling a little better. I forgot to mention, too, I've been feeling kind of down and just blue.
Yeah.
So this will help perk me up, I think.
Yeah, and the embracing good is really an invitation to feel good. And so that may seem very counterintuitive when you've got some symptoms that are really, you know, right, noticeable. Mm-hmm. But the way to think about it is just to open to what would I feel if I felt good right now? Mm-hmm. And that will just kind of open your energy up as opposed to more of this kind of contracted, heavy feeling. So just, I wonder, you know, what it would feel like to feel good right now.
And isn't it kind of true, isn't it, Linda, that, I mean, I definitely believe, and I tell you all the time, thought directs energy. Energy follows thought. Thought magnifies and intensifies energy. So if someone doesn't feel good, mm-hmm. has something going on, if you focus your mental energy on that and think about not feeling good and all dwell mm-hmm. there, mm-hmm. you can make it worse, can't you?
Well, yeah, I mean, it can feel worse
that
way.
And it keeps you stuck there.
And it can be, and I was responding in particular to Diane's comment about how she's feeling kind of down. And that is kind of the byproduct of, you know, having all these symptoms and so forth. And that's why we want to open it up with this idea of inviting the question, oh, what would it be like if I felt good? Because that allows your system to take attention off of the symptom.
Yeah, and at least you know you're not working against yourself
right.
by dwelling
it,
on the negative stuff.
Right. And
you're
it
getting
opens
the positive
you
energy
up
in.
To that possibility again.
All right. So Dr. Nels, how did the kitties do?
Yes. Well, Whiskers jumped up first today and needed a tune-up, and then a little bit for Theo as well. So they both got a tune-up. I would say, you know, they were not like some of the train wrecks I've been working with today. So yeah, a little more on the light side. Yeah. So it was great. I think they'll feel much better. And of course, having mommy, you know, the old saying, when mama's not happy, ain't nobody happy.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
So we're getting mommy happy too now.
All right, Diane. Well, I hope you're feeling better soon. I'm glad you called in. It was good to talk to you. And
good to talk to you, and I listen even when I don't call, so I'm always here.
I figure you're out there.
Yeah.
And anyway, it's good to hear your voice. So you take care, and we'll talk to you again maybe next month.
Thank
or you,
you
never know. If you want to know something, call us, you know, next week. We'll be here,
okay.
too. All right.
And,
God bless.
And I just have one little comment for Nathan. I heard you mention, Nathan, that you were putting carpet in your condo.
Oh, yeah.
And I wondered if you had thought about looking at LVP flooring for the areas, you know, other than the bedroom.
I can put that onto my notes. Thank you for mentioning that.
What's LVT flooring?
LZP.
What's LZP flooring?
It's luxury vinyl planks.
Oh, LVP.
VP. It looks like wood flooring, but uh-huh. it's... It's not wood. It's
okay. It has to be carpet.
Right. Because I was just going to say, Diane, I remember, I think it was last week when we talked about it, didn't you say there's some kind of HOH rule in your condo?
Yeah, so since
that
it's
you have to carpet the floor.
Since it's an upper level floor, it needs to be carpeting for noise control.
I got you. So you don't have a choice. Okay,
yes.
Got it.
Now, but I like carpeting anyway.
Is there a reason why you like this flooring, Diane?
Well, yes, because...
I'm thinking we could play Tammy Michaels on Como.
Because, yeah, and what I could do
tell us about
is,
this floor. What's so hot about this flooring, Diane?
Well, I will say real quick... I will say real quick that I can have that type of flooring in places that have running water, like a kitchen or a bathroom, because
would this be good flooring for a kitchen or a bathroom, Diane?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, and why do you like it so much?
Well, it wears like iron. It looks very nice, easy to clean, and, you know, with carpet. You know,
yeah,
carpet,
yeah, we know all that.
Everything.
And this, well, hey, this is Nels. I want to chime in because in my office here, I did the floor myself.
Ah.
It's the LVP, and it's in a lovely gray tone. It looks like some kind of gray boards on my floor. It looks awesome.
Yeah. All right. So you would agree with Diane that this is a really good floor choice.
I like it. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So who needs Tammy Michaels? All right.
If it helps, you know, like in living areas, you can put area rugs on top of it.
Yeah. And just so you know, if anybody's out there, if I'm pushing anybody's buttons, I can tease Tammy. Tammy, I started on KVI. I was the first one when they started talk radio. Well, Tammy came right after, you know, I did. So she came on the air after I did. Anyway, we've known each other from the beginning of our radio's careers and have been friends. And I helped her way back when and all of that. Anyway, Tammy's a great gal. She's a bulldog person. And you know, she's the one that's created those special wood floors for dogs, you know, that pee on them and all of that. She created a floor because her bulldog she could never control. Anyway, but Tammy's a great gal, so she
I
would
used to listen to her show too.
Yeah, I think she's still on Como, as far as I know. I still hear her voice doing well. She's advertising her floors through Sound something.
Awesome.
But I'm pretty sure her show's on Saturday, I believe. Maybe 10 to 12, something like that.
All right.
But she's still there and she's still around.
All right.
Anyway, love you, Tammy, and I know you could take a joke. So, but just know we're taking over your space here. All right. So Nels says good idea, Nathan. Maybe you want it in your kitchen or your bathroom and stuff because it's a good floor.
Yeah, probably the kitchen would be good. The bathroom has pretty good flooring already, but the kitchen flooring does need a little bit of work, and it actually would really maybe take Nels type flooring with a sort of stone type gray really well.
Yeah, and
I should send you a picture. That's what I should do.
Yeah.
You need to put your text number in a chat here for me so I can text you a picture of my floor.
Yeah, cool. And apparently this is something you could do yourself because Nels did it himself.
Yeah, so,
I'm a pretty handy dude, but yeah, really anybody can do it.
As long as you can measure twice, cut once, then you got it all taken care of.
That's right. I bought mine on sale, and I actually managed to squeak it out of like 3 packages and something. I can't remember how many packages I bought, but I mean, it was down to the very last piece.
Well, good for you. But so you could coach our boy Nathan, right? And his... In his first condo and first
just
floor.
Go to YouTube. That's what I did.
Okay. All right. Well, yeah. So you send him your number so he can send you a picture of his floor because it sounds like it might be the right floor for you too.
Possibly.
All righty then. So you never know what you're going to get help for here on Animal World. All righty. So we're phone lines clear.
They are clear. Once Diane hangs up here.
All right.
Thank you all very much. And thanks for the pep up too.
All right, Diane, and thanks for the floor advice. All right.
Thank you.
God bless. Thanks for calling Animal World.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. So we have a few minutes before we got a love train again. Stacy, why don't we catch up on the Frenchies? So Stacy has two Frenchies. She has her older model Tank, who is the model citizen perfect Frenchie.
Perfect.
And then we have the bag man, who the bags is a little touchy. He, you know, he has some
That's quirky stuff.
He's a little sensitive guy. And he gets these quirky behaviors where, you know, all of a sudden his behavior changes and he does weird stuff. And we kind of decided a long time ago, said, well, let's not do anything behaviorally. Let's just let Nels work on him. And so far, every time he's had something go on, Nels works on him, and then it kind of goes away. So where were we the last time? How's Bags doing?
He had the licking issue.
Oh, the licking
issue. Licking his paws.
Yeah. Licking his paws.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot less now. And, you know, I can usually just have him stop, and he'll stop. And so, and we went to the barista yesterday, and now they actually poke their head in the car, and they talk to him, and he does not make a peep.
Yeah, so listen to this. Stacy goes to the regular espresso stand, and the baristas, but it's like they come out to the car.
Right.
And Bags was fine with that for a long time, but then all of a sudden he decided he should eat the barista challenge her, and it went crazy.
I was so embarrassed.
Yeah, but instead of doing, we didn't do anything to train him, okay?
Nope.
We just had Nels work on him, and then all of a sudden, he's fine, and they can come back to the car, and everything's great. And now you say they can even come to the car and stick their heads in.
Yeah, and they were talking, does he want a treat? And I usually just don't. I said, oh, no, he's fine. But he just looks at him now and doesn't like he wants to do anything to him or anything.
All right, so the licky stuff, so he still does some of the licky stuff, but he'll
just
stop
his paws,
if
but
you
he
tell
stops
him to.
Real quickly.
Yeah. All right, so can you tune in to Bags, Dr. Nels? Does he need anything?
I love tuning into Bags. He's such a little character.
And he just had a birthday, so he turned 6.
Oh, yeah, that's great. I just got a great visual of him with his little birthday hat on. It was
happy
red.
Birthday,
it was a red one.
Bags. Happy birthday, Bagman. Happy birthday. Happy
All
birthday.
Right. Yeah. I can find a little something to do here, so I'm just going to give him a little tune-up, and, you know, we'll see how things go for him.
Yeah. All right, and Tank is okay? She
yeah, she did. She had a birthday, too. She turned 11.
Oh my, 11 and
yes.
6? Wow.
Yeah.
Can't believe Bagman is 6. It's been that
That's
long.
Very quick, yes.
Wow. So you've been around here quite a long time now.
I know. It's been because I got him right after I started.
Yeah, because you didn't
show.
Have Bags when you
right.
started.
Yeah, so,
started.
Oh my gosh,
I've
been doing
here.
This for 6 years.
So he's part of the Animal World family.
That's right.
The perfect one came before us. So, oh well.
That's right.
All right. So, and how about you? Are you okay?
I'm doing well, thank you.
All right, so because we are, I guess, out of time here, so let's go ahead and fire up the love train on schedule. If you would like to be in the queue so we can take your phone calls after we get off the love train, local number 425-373-5527, 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. And we are going to fire up the love train. This is where we get our exercise and enter into the day, get our energy up. And dancing is required. But you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere or get up and join the love train with us. We'll cruise by and pick you up. And I energize up the love train music with our yogi energization prayer to give us extra good energy for the day and the week. So here we go with that. O infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth of body and mind, abide in us forever and forever via the love train, and it's coming right up, so stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.